The spring municipal elections in Bloomington Normal were notable for the diversity of candidates. They included several women, African Americans, a Muslim American, and an Illinois State University student. Two of those elected were openly gay women, married with children. They are Samantha Quiggle, a trustee for Normal Township, and Elizabeth Fox Anvik, now on the District 87 School Board. Quiggle tells GLT's Judy Valente that their sexual orientation was never an issue in the campaign, though their election does mark a significant change for the community.
In a relatively small community like Bloomington Normal, this is a milestone. Not that there are LGBTQ community members. Again, we've always been a part of the community, but that we can be open about who we are. It provides an opportunity for community members to get to know us, to work with us, to make that personal connection.
Elizabeth, how much of a milestone do you see this as?
I see it as a milestone, you know, these little baby steps that we continue to make towards equality. And in the fact that it wasn't even an issue on the campaign trail, I see as a huge milestone. I think in all of the places that it was talking to people, you know, getting to meet the people who were going to be voting for me, it never once came up as a, you know, or an issue at all. And I think that goes to show the steps that we've made within this community as well. But it's also relevant because we're there campaigning as openly, you know, gay people.
And you campaigned for the school board, obviously, as a mom.
Yes. I mean, that was one of my driving factors of why I ran for school board is that, you know, we now have daughters that are in District 87. And so we have been extremely pleased with everything that has gone on in District 87. And it's not like I took a look at what was happening in District 87 and said, oh, boy, we need a gay person on the school board. It was, you know, I was very interested in what was happening as a, you know, as a parent within the district. And I also saw it as an opportunity because my parents are educators. Most of my in-laws are educators. Most of my friends are educators. And I see what they can give back to the community through their work with children in the schools. And so I saw this as an opportunity that I could lend some support to the education system within Bloomington. And, you know, and it's a way I could help.
And Samantha, similarly, you didn't campaign as a gay person, but neither did you hide your identity either.
Correct. I mean, ever since I've been in Bloomington Normal, I have just been able to be who I am. So when people get to know me and they ask me, oh, are you married? I say, yes, my wife, her name is Rebecca. I don't even hesitate for a second. And it's really nice to be a part of this community.
And while you were the first openly gay person elected in a township election, actually, your wife may be the very first person who is openly gay to win any type of elected office. Tell us about that.
Yes, in 2015, she ran for the Normal Library Board. And so she won. Her name is Rebecca Rossi, and she won in 2015. She's won the 6 year, so she will be on it for a while now to help try to get that new library in Normal that everyone is excited about.
And Elizabeth, would you say also that it certainly wasn't anything that you hid, but it wasn't anything that you played up either during the campaign?
Correct. But I made no bones about the fact that I was speaking openly about running as a mom with my wife raising our two daughters, you know, in District 87.
Did either of you ever encounter any type of pushback or ill feelings during the campaign? I know both of you campaigned very hard.
I would say I didn't get any pushback about my sexual orientation. It was more, you know, I have some ideas about what needs to happen in the schools, which is good because those are the type of things that, you know, you want to hear from your constituents.
What about you, Samantha?
Yeah, it wasn't about my sexual orientation. It was more, you know, I was running with the Democrats and we had our slate, and that was more of an eye-catching for people.
Why do you think it took so long for, number one, gay people to run in an open way? 2015, as you mentioned, your wife Rebecca ran, and then you in 2017. Why do you think it took so long?
The climate in McLean County, you know, is very Republican. And that's not saying that Republicans don't like LGBT people. That's not what I'm saying. But I think, you know, the happenings in November of 2016 kind of kickstarted, I think, a lot of this movement of new people running for office.
By that, I think you mean the election of Donald Trump.
Correct. Yes, that's what I mean.
And a Republican Senate and Republican Congress.
Right. And so that was one of my, you know, not only my interest in being a mom in District 87, but you know, looking around, I said to Caroline, my wife, I think now is the time more than ever that we make sure that everybody has a voice at the table. And if I can run and bring a voice to the table that isn't currently represented, it's very important for that to happen.
Samantha, do you think you bring a special sensitivity to the table on the Normal Township Council?
Absolutely. I'm hoping, again, it's not that I have a t-shirt wearing that telling people that I'm a lesbian, but being out about it, I'm hoping, especially with the population at the ARC.
You're talking about the Adult Recreation Center in Normal.
Yes. It is 55 and older population, and some of these people might not be as comfortable as Elizabeth and I are now in 2017, the way that they grew up. So things that they have dealt with, now they can know that, hey, somebody is on the Normal Township Board that maybe can help with some things that they have to deal with as they become seniors.
And to that point, I will also say, I think it's important for students today, not that they have a ton of interaction with their school board or even completely understand the purpose of a school board, you know, especially at elementary, but when the school board shows up for events at all the different, you know, elementary schools and the junior high and the high school for different community events or anything, I think it's important for a kid to be able to see somebody that looks like them.
I wanted to ask you about that, Elizabeth, because, I mean, increasingly young people, those who are in junior high today and high school, they grew up with students among students who are openly gay. However, there are still some issues. There is still some prejudice. We're seeing more and more students coming out as transgender, perhaps having a difficult time.
That's a very good point. And recently, the Bloomington School Board has taken on a project to create the band room and do some modification within the high school, do some beautification and some different projects throughout. And, you know, it was a pretty sizable investment that we just made. And as we were going over the blueprints, I noticed that, you know, if we're building bathrooms, let's put a non-gender non-conforming bathroom in, especially since that's going to be a place where the band-aids, those are the parents that help with the marching band and the band program at the Bloomington High School. They may have smaller kids and they want to be able to take their child into a family bathroom style. And everybody, you know, was very amenable to listening to that story when I said, hey, have we thought about this? And they've actually incorporated it into their blueprints for their expansion, which I think those are the little things, something nobody had thought about that didn't have a personal experience with needing a non-gender conforming bathroom.
So that's an example that you've already come across in your role. How about you, Samantha? Anything come up that you feel you were able to be a particular voice there, a voice of sensitivity for the LGBTQ community?
Nothing has come up yet, which hopefully is a good thing.
A good sign, yeah.
Right. But hopefully that people will know that if there is, they can be comfortable coming and talking to me.
Samantha, do we want to get to a point where it is not news that an openly gay person is running for?
Absolutely. And I think we are getting there. It's just with anything. When we ran with the, you know, Normal Township with the Democrats, we had a wonderful slate. There was women. So that's one, you know, issue that we have. Hopefully we'll, you know, keep striving towards that. An African-American and then an out lesbian and a student, an ISU student. Yeah, so we had a wide variety on our slate, which is wonderful and great. And I think we eventually, and hopefully, you know, in my lifetime, we'll get to the point where, yes, we don't have to talk about this.
Yeah, I totally agree with what everything Samantha has said. I love the fact that we are moving closer and closer to not even having this conversation. But for some kids out there, we still have to have this conversation to say, you're okay.
Do you think more people from the LGBTQ community will be running for office because you, too, have paved the way?
Gandhi, you know, says, be the change you want to see. And I think if we want to be assimilated, that's a terrible word, but, you know, where we don't even have this conversation anymore, we need to continually be out and run for office and just, you know, be a part of the community and that change that we want to see.
Samantha Quigel and Elizabeth Fox and Vic say they hope their success as openly gay candidates will prompt others in the LGBT community to run for elected office. They spoke with GLT's Judy Valente.